Each week at this time, we do our best to present national musicians as they tour and find their way here. Regional musicians come by as well, and also local folks who we would like to give a chance to play on the air and join us, and today is no exception. You'll get a chance to meet him in just a moment. Right now, though, along with Nick Baxter and Grady Wirth, here is Josh Herbert.
The song is called Make You Mine.
My baby's full of heart and soul. I'm colorblind, but she's so colorful. Old vinyls and cassette tapes playing the rock and roll. Buy bottles of the cheapest wine. We drink them till our fingers intertwine. Red stains on the carpet floor. Oh, baby, spill some more. I wanna hold your hand forever. I wanna kiss you in the rain. I wanna love with you that stands the time, starving. I wanna make you mine. And I'd stay up with you all night. Make coffee and watch the morning light. Dance circles around the table, moving together. I wanna hold your hand forever. I wanna kiss you in the rain. I wanna love with you that stands the time's darling. Oh, I wanna make you mine. I don't know what I'd ever do without you here. Ooh, so don't you
Josh Herbert at the Saturday Light Brigade. Yeah, we'll take care of that for you. Josh, tell me a little bit about the song you just did. When did you write that?
Yeah, so Make You Mine I wrote over the summer, just kind of about two of my friends. I was just like kind of watching them be kind of in love, and it was just like a beautiful kind of moment.
I'd like to know a little bit more about you. Can you tell me where you're from originally and how you kind of got into doing what you're doing now?
Yeah, originally born and raised Wexford, PA. Went to North Allegheny High School and started playing guitar in fifth grade.
Really?
Yep.
And when did you write your first song?
First song I wrote when I was about 10 years old, actually. I bought my first guitar and I just started fiddling around with a few chords and the melodies started flowing.
When did you start to play out?
I think when I was 12. I had my first band called Restraining Order, actually. And I think our first gig was Starbucks.
That's not a bad way to start. So after getting out of high school, did you just sort of turn to music full time? Or I'm just curious just to know a little bit more about you.
So I went to Slippery Rock University and I played ice hockey. Mm-hmm. So I was busy doing that, and I started throwing covers up on YouTube. And they just started to kind of take off a little bit, and I was like, you know, maybe music, there's something there.
Who was your, did you play hockey in high school?
I did.
Who was your coach there?
Jim Black.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what was your major, slippery rock?
Art.
Okay. It's a good school for, they're a great school for music, which one reason I was asking about that. So you put covers up on YouTube, and like of who?
My first one was a Justin Bieber cover I did of his song Boyfriend, and it garnered like 800,000 views.
Not
like
bad.
A month. Yeah.
Not bad at all.
So that kind of like made a YouTube career for me in a way. So I would have my hockey teammates like film me while I'm playing, you know, and they had no idea what they were doing. I'm like, sit here, do this, you know. And
I respect you for, admitting that it was Justin Bieber.
Yeah, that was tough.
Nothing, not that there's anything wrong with that at all. But good. And did you start to put your own stuff up? Or
yeah, so I here and there I would record like singles and, you know, just throw them up. But I just recently released my debut album, which is on iTunes right now.
That's great. What's it called?
It's just self-titled, Josh Herbert, 10
Excellent.
Songs. Yeah.
Yeah, it's Herbert spelled the usual way. There's more I'd like to talk to you about, but why don't we have you do another song? What would you like to do next?
Our next song is actually called Blue. It's the second song off the album.
Once again, here is Josh Herbert.
Met my lover in 51. We were wild, oh, we were so young. Ride streetcars to the land of dance. On Troy Hill, I bloomed a romance with you. I hope my letters reach you soon. I miss the smell of your perfume. I keep your picture in the pocket by my heart. And I called her on the telephone. Said, baby, I will make it home. But if I don't, at least I will die free. The stars and stripes are marching through. A cloudy sky was turning blue. All the while I'm thinking about you. The sky was turning blue. Headed north, running on fumes. 16 months and 42 moons. Soil grows a love that never spoils you, for you. I hope my letters reach you soon. I miss the smell of your perfume. I keep your picture in the pocket by my heart. And I call her on the telephone. Say, baby, how we'll make it home. If I don't, at least I will. So baby, I will make it home. But if I don't, at least I will die free. The stars and stripes are marching through. A cloudy sky was turning blue. All the while I'm thinking about you. The sky was turning blue.
That's Josh Herbert, who is here playing, and a lot of that song, it's a great song all in all, but the drums of Nick Baxter made it a little greater, as you heard him sort of keeping it moving, and Grady Wirth is here too, playing bass. He typically, when you're on stage, you've got a few more guys playing, right?
Yeah, we have a guitarist, and then we have a pianist as
what
well.
What are their names?
Jay and Chris.
Excellent. Are they here?
They are not. They couldn't make it today.
Well, I'm glad that we're at least able to mention them. So tell me about singing. You know, you have a great voice, and the ability to sing out is actually can be rare for the genre you're playing. A lot of times people, I think, often will hide behind the music rather than trying to rise up above it. Tell me a little bit about how you developed your voice.
So for most of, you know, the earlier years of my life, I would just, you know, play in my room by myself. I was busy with hockey. So, you know, when I wasn't playing hockey, I was in my room just kind of, you know, experimenting with different chord progressions and tunings. And it was just something, it just felt right. You know, it was my escape from everything, and it was home to me.
And then would you be singing as you play?
Oh, yeah. I started singing, obviously, when I was in fifth grade, and my voice was just absolutely just awful. You know, some people are like, oh, you're born with a great voice. Well, not necessarily. I took, like, you know, almost, I'm still not to where I want to be, but that's just singing, you know, every single day and just working at it and trying to improve.
Have you taken lessons at all or had anybody coach you?
So I did. Quickly, I found this lady, you know, because I just wanted some direction. So I went in, and she was trying to get me to do some, like, opera type stuff. And I was like, I don't know if that's me. So then the very next lesson I went, she was like, I don't think this is going to work out. We're different pages here. And I was kind of like, okay. And, you know, I just went home. And then from that point on, I just, you know, I was like, well, I need to, you know, work on this myself. So
yeah, you're not, I'm sure you're not. I know that you're not the only person that happens to.
Yeah.
In a lot of areas, she probably had a particular program in mind for you that was a little different than what you were looking for. Josh Herbert is who you're listening to, and we're going to have him do another song in a second. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on public radio. Thanks for doing that. When Josh comes back, we'll talk a little bit about upcoming gigs and places you can hear him and see him live with the other two members of the band. What would you like to do next?
So this next song, I think it's the most important song off the record for me personally, and it's called 25.
Once again, along with Nick Baxter and Grady Wirth, Josh Herbert.
Just another dawn. These dusty roads you've been driving on. And if I'm lost again, will you come find me, baby, now? And if you're lost again, I'll come find you, baby, now. Lying on the couch. Now you're staying up late, lying somewhere else. If I'm lost again, will you come find me, baby, now? And if you're lost again, I'll falling back in your kiss. I just can't resist. For the times like these, for a moment like this.
That's Josh Herbert at the Saturday Live Brigade. That's a nice song. And since you mentioned it's significant, I don't like to ask people to talk too much about their songs. So you should let the songs do the talking, but maybe you can tell me about the circumstances.
Yeah, so that song, I wrote it about kind of like my first long-term girlfriend I had. You know, it's funny when you're young and, you know, you find that one person, you know, you think you're in love. It's like a high school, love kind of thing. And we shared a lot of good memories, and I had a lot of fun, and I tried to express all the fun times and good times, you know, and look at it as a positive standpoint, and throw that into my life now as me as a 25-year-old man, kind of looking back at this, you know, a little wiser, you know, a little older, and just being appreciative for sharing, you know, a part of my life with someone who I had a lot of great times with.
Tell me a little bit about how you write. Are you bubbling over with ideas, or do you tend to need to kind of work at it?
So usually, most part, I'll fumble around with different tunings, and I always, at least 99.9% of the time, write a chorus first, because my way of thinking is, if the song doesn't have a chorus, it, you know, might as well not even have a song. So I start there, and I kind of work my way backwards. You know, here's the chorus. Okay, how will this song start? You know, what do I want to say? And a lot of the times, you know, I'll have a day, like a rainy day, like this morning, you know, where I'll throw on like James Taylor, you know, or some old classic singer songwriters. And, you know, I'll be inspired by that, you know, feeling and the atmosphere around me. And then other sunny days, I'm like, top 40 pop radio, let's go, you know.
How long have you been playing with a full band?
These three guys right here, we actually kind of just got together, I'd say probably like 3 months ago or so, and dove in hard. But, you know, I played throughout my high school career with, you know, a lot of different people, because it's just tough, you know, getting people to show up at practices. And
did you play solo much?
I did, but, you know, for a long time, it was hard for me to get out and play, because I was a little bit nervous, you know, of oh, am I good enough? Or, you know, does my voice sound good enough? Or am I, you know, is my guitar playing okay? And, you know, it took a long time for me to really settle and be like, no, this is me, this is my sound, you know, people relate to it, people like it, and just kind of express
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I mean, you're a good guitarist, you've got a great voice, and your songs are good too, so I could see you easily playing solo. It's hard to play with other guys sometimes, right?
Sometimes, yeah.
You need to work out songs and communicate well. It's also great,
yeah.
But I mean, it takes some time to do that. So I was kind of curious if you get out and play solo much, and it sounds like not so much these days.
Not so much. I played at Club Cafe last December, and that was kind of like my first, you know, a little bit bigger venue around Pittsburgh, because for a while I was like, well, I'm going to go out and play, and people would be like, oh, where can I get your music? And I didn't have anything to show for it. So now that the album's out, we're talking about getting a little bit of a tour together.
Good.
Play a couple venues in Pittsburgh and go around the East Coast.
Do you have anything coming up that you can mention?
Not as far. I think we find out next week about a show downtown.
Okay, because I didn't see anything on your website. So look, the website's easy to get. It's just joshherbert.com. Don't get tripped up by those double H's. Josh Herbert. Don't leave out one of the H's, .com, and you can learn more about his music. He's back today by Nick Baxter, along with Grady Worth, and he's going to switch instruments, I think, and we should have time for two more songs, I do believe, and as he's switching, I want to thank you for being along with us today, and also let you know that throughout the whole month, we've had over 250 kids visiting our studios to make Father's Day cards, and we'll do it again today and tomorrow between 1 and 4. We'll conduct a personal interview about the person the card is for, create a professionally mastered CD that kids can decorate, affix to a special card, and bring home the same day as a gift that will be cherished for a lifetime. purchase of a CD card kit is required, with proceeds benefiting SLB programs for youth and families. No appointment is needed, and I hope we'll get a chance to see you sometime today. Our thanks to Will Condrich, who's doing a great job mixing this morning. Josh has donned another guitar, and he's getting ready to do another song. Looks like he's got his bluegrass guitar out here.
Yeah, this one's got a little deeper tone to it. And I mainly use these different guitars because I use such weird tuning. So it's just easier keeping one guitar in it, pick it up, kind of go. But this song's called California. This is the second single off the album, if you will.
Miss the seasons, how they change, but I always stay the same like a dog when you give it a name. A late night out and you're sleeping in. It's been a little while since you loved, you wanna feel it again. And I gotta go. God only knows. So I pack my things and I flew on these wings. California, California, my dreams. And I'm waking up, but I'm still asleep. California, California, my heart and in my dreams. A high school sweetheart, my single day was brand new when it started with you. Drive your car out, but not too far. The further that we get out of here, yeah, the closer we are.
That is Josh Herbert along with Grady Wirth and Nick Baxter on bass and drums, respectively. Josh is going to get ready to do one more song. His website is joshherbert.com. You can look for him there and learn more about the CDs just released, which is available at iTunes, and you'll see a link there at his website as well. And the ukulele's coming out. I was hoping the ukulele would come out.
Yep. And ukulele.
Yes, indeed. The ukulele. Indeed, that's correct. And there it is. And it's going to be fun to listen to. And when did you add the uke to your repertoire?
So I've always played ukulele, actually. I think I got my first ukulele when I was about maybe 14. And I would just fiddle around on it, and it's just such a fun instrument to kind of just have fun with, because it's essentially almost like a toy. You know, mm-hmm. It feels like it in your hands.
It can be what you want it to be.
Well, yeah,
right?
Yeah. So I actually, the lead single on the album called Cinnamon is on a ukulele. So, you know, I never thought, you know, in a million years, oh yeah, the lead single is going to be ukulele.
There
jam.
You go. There's somebody named Izzy who had a big hit with a song on ukulele, so you never know.
Yeah.
What a Wonderful World and Somewhere Over the Rainbow. I want to thank all you guys for being here today, Nick Baxter, Grady Worth, and Josh Herbert. And what's the name of this tune?
So this song is called Cinnamon, like the spice.
Okay, Cinnamon, the title track from Josh's new CD. And here it comes.
Like a branch right off this lonely tree. Can you help me? Will I spit and pray if the sun won't shine? Cause you're not mine in these clouds of gray. Try and keep me down today. Waking every morning to your sunshine. Hey, oh, it's warming up my skin. On this morning light, and we're laying out on the hammock in between those pines, and we're breathing in so many different kinds. Waking every morning to your sunshine, hey, oh, it's warming up my skin, oh, sweet as cinnamon.
Josh Herbert, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Here at the Saturday Light Brigade, it's now.